Since June 5th, Qatar has been a victim of a massive embargo by countries such as Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Bahrain. Many reasons have caused the situation. The Qatari media, Al Jazeera, positions the relation that Qatar has with Iran, the support that Qatar gives to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Food prices have inflated and the stocks continue to slide. So what is the impact of this on Qatar and the Gulf countries? The Wire reporter Joanna Cabot talked to Dr. Fiona Hill, Honorary Fellow, School of History, Heritage and Society, Deakin University, and the owner of Alamana Consultancy.
Qatar's stock market continued to slide, and there is a food price inflation that happened in August there, actually. But how long do you think the embargo will seriously impact Qatar in a long-term time?
We should consider that this will last several months more, if not longer. That is the general assessment by commentators. And the impact on Qatar, they're withholding quite well because it is an exceptionally wealthy and, of course, very small nation. The impact on them really is coming from the quarter of many banks in the region, of course, less diminishing their openness to, you know, dealing with any trades or projects or investments that involve Qatar. And also in a huge impact on the Qatari residents who were living as expatriates in the neighbouring countries and on expatriates of those countries who've put the sanctions on Qatar, who have had to go home. So there's been a mass movement of human resources, which is having an impact on the region. And there's now talk that Qatar, I mean, in effect, it has been really reduced in its role that it plays within the Gulf Cooperative Council, but it's now being talked about that perhaps it will be removed from that council.
How do you think the situation is impacting the stability of the Gulf region? Because it might impact as well, even in terms of business.
The impact is minimal because the residents of Saudi Arabia and of Bahrain and the UAE, for example, who are working in Qatar, the remittances from them were not so critical to their home countries as they are for Egypt from the Egyptians who are working in Qatar, if you see what I mean. So it's finally balanced. The folk at this stage are not suffering. Yes, prices have gone up, but Qatar government has pledged to pay, you know, compensation to people who are and to businesses who are damaged or struggling because of these sanctions. And they're just holding their middle ground at the moment. So they're just sort of, they're refusing to close Al Jazeera and they're refusing to cut their ties with Iran for quite proper reasons, really. When you consider it, it's their sovereign right to have those ties. And that's the language that the Qataris are using. This is our sovereign rule and no one has the right to tell us what we should do within our country and who we should be neighbours with.
How do you see the future for Qatar?
Bright. It has lays claim to one of the largest, the largest gas reserve in the world, and it has the very large U.S. Military base on its shores, which is one of the reasons Kuwait is being very strong broker in the mediation here, because they also have a large US base. The Turks, interestingly, are now coming in to support Qatar and are looking to do some military exercises with them and just support them militarily, which is fascinating, which of course is not proving popular any to the Saudi Arabia and the UAE. So there is some slight shifting. Of course, none of this is new for this region. It's a constant dance of diplomacy and mediation in this region with their shared borders and their shared interests. So it's perhaps new to the Western world because we're now more sensitized to looking to that part of the world and seeing what's going on there. But there's always been these relationships shifting and changing and being worked on very hard. This is quite an extraordinary situation that we're experiencing at the moment, I don't feel anybody's alarmed for Qatar. There's been lots of security and in terms of insurance for Qatar to remain strong, and it will ride through this.
Dr. Fiona Hill from Deakin University, ending that report by Joanna Cabot.